Good morning. We are in the middle of our daily study of Masechta Shabbos. We are in the ninth parak, Mishnayos Daled and Hey, where our Mishnah will go back to the rules of carrying on Shabbos. I'm sorry, Mishnayos Hey and Vav, where our Mishnayos go back to the rules of telling us what the minimum amounts of carrying things on Shabbos, which will make one chayiv chatas. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Eitzim. What if somebody takes out wood on Shabbos? So how much wood does he have to count a carry in order to be considered carrying on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala, it's enough wood that it takes to cook an easily cooked egg. Tavlin, how much spices does a person have to carry? So it's Kedei Letabo Beit Zakala, it's enough to season an easily seasoned egg. All the different spices don't have to be of one spice. Since all the spices make the food palatable, they are considered as one and they are mitzdarif together with one. Klipe agozim, klipe rimonim, right? What about the shells from nuts or the shells from a pomegranate? Or istisupua, or istisimpua are a type of plant that's used that gives out a blue dye. Pua is a plant that gives us a red dye. So kedei litzboa behem begakatan bischacha. That has to be enough to dye the smallest cloth that gets used in a headdress. Those things, if you carry enough of the stuff to make the dye, then you'd be chayev. Right? Of course, carrying the actual dye, it's got to be enough to make a sample for prospective buyers. The difference is that the use of a small amount of dye doesn't justify the effort to produce it. And so, therefore, the size of the ingredients is actually a larger size than the size of the actual dye. Meraglayim Neser Boris Kumna Ba'ashlag. What about Meraglayim is urine, and Neser is something that is used for aluminum potassium sulfate. Boris was a type of strong cleansing agent. Kumna was another type of cleansing agent. And ashlag is a mineral that's used for cleaning. So these are all different types of things that were used for cleaning. So the amount that's carried has to be enough to wash the smallest cloth that's used in a headdress. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedei La'avir Ala Kesem, it has to be enough to put over a stain, even without washing the small amount. So therefore, those are the sizes of Hotzah Pilpelas. What about a peppercorn? Those are often very, very small. And in the Pilpelas was used to make a breath taste better. Right, it was a different type. It was like a peppermint. It's a kosher. Even the smallest amount gets rid of halitosis of bad breath. Itran kosher. The smallest amount of tar was used as a remedy, as a medicine for a migraine headache. I don't know how that works, but somehow that was the understanding. Mine besamim, umine matchas. So what about different types of spices or different types of metals? So in those cases, koshein, those things would be the smallest amount. Why? Because they're used to make the smallest tips for the smallest pieces. If you're carrying chips of stone coming from the mizbeach or from books or scrolls, due to the aging of those pieces, so kosher, a person would be chayav for any amount. Why? Shematznian osan leganzan. People used to not carry them in order, but we would make sure not to get rid of them in a disrespectful manner, in a derech bizayon. And so therefore a person would have to be careful in those situations. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamotzi misham she'avodas kocham kosher, even if somebody were to go ahead and take these things in the smallest amount. Nothing should be left over to cleave to your hands. And so that it was his position. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning.